All right, strap in everyone, because today we're going deep on Dianabol, something a lot of you have asked us to really dig into.
Yeah, definitely. And we've got a whole stack of research and articles right here ready to go.
Awesome.
Gonna break it all down.
Perfect.
The effects, how they work, the
The
risks.
stuff you need to know.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we've got excerpts from Dianabol, Effects, Timeline, and Risks, and a piece called When Does Dianabol Take Effect?
Yeah, we're gonna sift through all that science and give you guys the real story.
Love it, love it. So let's jump right in. For those who might not be familiar, what exactly are we talking about when we say Dianabol?
So Dianabol is sometimes called methandrostenolone or methandienone.
Okay.
It's classified as an anabolic steroid,
Got it.
and it's primarily used for, well, boosting muscle growth, strength, and power.
Right. Not magic, though, right?
No magic here. There's a real biological process behind it.
Okay. So how does it actually work on the body then? How does it do its thing?
So it works on a few different levels, actually. It increases protein synthesis in muscle cells,
Hmm.
which is basically, giving your muscles the building blocks to grow bigger and stronger,
Makes sense.
but at an accelerated rate. It's like, think of it this way. If natural muscle growth is like building a brick wall one brick at a time,
Okay.
Dianabol is like having a whole crew working on it all at once.
Right. So it's like speeding up that natural process. But
Exactly.
there's got to be more to it than just protein
Oh
synthesis.
yeah, for sure. Dianabol also helps your body retain more nitrogen,
Of
which is a
course.
key component of muscle tissue.
Hmm.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
It boosts something called glycogenolysis, which is the process of breaking down glycogen into glucose for energy.
So you've got more energy for your workouts.
Exactly. More fuel in the tank for those intense sessions.
So it's kind of like a triple whammy. Building muscle, fueling workouts, making those gains more efficient.
You got
No wonder people are
it.
so curious about it, huh?
Right.
But there's usually a trade-off, right? What about the speed of these effects? Is it really as fast as everyone says?
Yeah, one of the things Dianabol is known for is its rapid results.
Yeah.
We're talking noticeable changes sometimes within the first week,
Oh.
though more often within those first few weeks. But yeah, users often report that feeling of muscle fullness,
Yeah.
extra
Yeah.
strength to push harder in the gym,
I can imagine.
and just a general increase in energy during their workouts.
That's pretty incredible. I mean, but
Yeah.
everyone's body is different, right? So does that mean everyone gets the same
But
effects?
that's an important point to make,
Yeah.
While the mechanisms are the same, how quickly and intensely someone responds to Dianabol varies
Right.
based on a few factors like the dosage, their diet, how hard they're training,
Yeah.
and even their own individual genetics.
So many
So
factors.
many, it's not one size fits all at all.
Makes sense. So let's talk about those gains for a second. Is it all pure muscle, or is there something else going on?
Ah, that's a really important question
Yeah.
because it gets to the heart of what Dianabol actually does. Those initial gains that get people so excited are often a combination of, real muscle tissue growth and water retention.
Wait, water retention? What? How does that play into building muscle?
So Dianabol can undergo a process called aromatization, where it converts to estrogen in the body.
Okay.
And increased estrogen levels can lead to you retaining more water, basically,
Okay.
which contributes to that that full, almost puffy look that a lot of users
This is
experience.
like temporary size boost.
Exactly. Like while that water weight might contribute to you feeling stronger initially, it's not true. Lean muscle mass,
Yeah.
and that distinction is really important to understand.
So how long does this whole Dianabol effect last? I mean, are we talking like days, weeks, months? What?
Well, Dianabol has a pretty short half-life,
Right.
which means it doesn't stay active in your system for very long. It's
Crikey.
only about 3 to 6 hours.
Wow. That's pretty short.
It
So
is.
that's why people are taking it multiple times a day.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of users take multiple doses throughout the day to, kind of keep those effects going.
Keep it topped up.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. So what happens when someone stops taking Dianabol then? Do they just go back to how they were before?
Well, the water retention goes away pretty quickly,
Okay.
usually within a few days or weeks, and that's when you see a decrease in overall body weight.
Right, as the water's flushed out.
Yeah, exactly.
But what about the muscle?
Well, some of the actual muscle gains can be retained,
Okay.
but that depends on, what they do after they stop using Dianabol.
So it's not just about taking it, it's about like the whole lifestyle after.
Absolutely, yeah. Post-cycle therapy, along with, maintaining a good training and nutrition regimen, all play a huge role in preserving that muscle you've built.
So this is all super interesting, but I think it's time to shift gears a bit and talk about the risks involved.
You're absolutely right. It's crucial to understand that Dianabol, like any potent substance, comes with potential side effects. And these risks are something that anyone considering using it needs to be fully aware of.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get into it. What are some of the side effects that are associated with Dianabol use?
Well, we can break them down into a few categories.
Okay.
First, there are the estrogen-related side effects, which we kind of touched on earlier. These can include gynecomastia, which is the development of breast tissue in men, and of course that that increased water retention we talked about.
Yeah, not the fun side effects.
That really.
Are there others?
Oh yeah, there are also androgenic side effects, which are related to, male hormones. These can include things like acne breakouts, oily skin, and even hair loss in men who are genetically predisposed to it. On the other hand, it can also cause increased body hair growth.
Oh, so it's kind of a mixed bag there.
Kind of,
Is
yeah.
that all the side effects, or are there other risks involved?
Unfortunately, there's more.
All right.
Dianabol can also put a strain on your liver.
Okay.
It's classified as a C17 alpha alkylated steroid, which means it has a chemical structure that makes it tough for your liver to break down.
Okay.
This can lead to liver damage over time.
So, definitely not something to take lightly.
No, not at all.
Are there any other risks we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, it's important to know that Dianabol can also negatively impact your cardiovascular health by affecting blood pressure and cholesterol levels. It can also suppress your body's natural testosterone production, leading to hormonal imbalances. And some users, they experience mood swings and irritability
Got
as
it.
well.
So that's a pretty extensive list of risks.
Yeah.
It seems like the downsides are pretty serious.
They definitely are, and that's why it's so important to weigh the potential benefits against those risks. The allure of rapid gains can be tempting,
For sure.
but your health should always, come first.
Absolutely.
And if you are interested in more topics like this, or you want to order Dianabol, you can do so by visiting the publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your own Dianabol pills.
Got it. You've got to be smart about these things.
Exactly. And speaking of being smart, let's shift gears and talk about the legal side of things.
All right.
This is where it gets a little complicated because the legality of Dianabol, can really vary depending on where you are in the world.
So it's not a simple yes or no answer.
Not quite, no.
Okay.
In many countries, including the United States, Dianabol is classified as a Schedule III controlled substance.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
It means that possessing or distributing Dianabol without a valid prescription is straight up illegal, and the penalties for breaking those laws can be pretty serious.
So it's not something you can just buy anywhere.
Definitely not, no.
So athletes especially need to be careful then, I imagine.
Oh yeah, for sure. Using Dianabol can lead to disqualification from competitions, not to mention the damage to your reputation. The risks really outweigh the potential benefits in most cases.
It seems that way. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dives, let's just pause for a sec.
Okay.
What stands out to you about Dianabol so far? Anything that's surprising?
What's fascinating to me is the complexity of it all.
Hmm.
It's not just about bulking up quickly. There's this whole like cascade of biological processes at play, both, positive and negative. And I think that's something people often overlook.
Yeah, absolutely. They see the end result, but not the journey to get there
Exactly.
or the potential downside.
Exactly. It's easy to get caught up in the hype, especially with all those before and after photos you see everywhere. But those pictures, they don't always tell the whole story.
That's true.
Yeah.
So for someone listening who's maybe thinking about using Dianabol,
Yeah.
what's the most important thing you want them to take away from this?
I think the most crucial thing is to approach it with a healthy dose of skepticism, and a commitment to doing your research. Don't just rely on anecdotal evidence or flashy marketing claims. Dig deeper, talk to medical professionals, and really understand those potential risks.
Yeah.
Your health is your most valuable asset. It's not worth jeopardizing it for a quick fix.
That's solid advice. Are there any like resources or strategies that you recommend for people who want to learn more or maybe are looking for safer alternatives?
Absolutely, yeah. There are so many safe and effective ways to build muscle and improve your fitness without resorting to, you know, performance-enhancing substances. It might take a little more time and effort, but the long-term benefits are huge.
It's worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let's shift gears then and explore some of those alternative strategies. Where do we start?
Well, a solid foundation in proper training and nutrition is essential, you know?
Yeah.
That means consistent strength training, focusing on progressive overload, which is gradually increasing the weight or resistance you're lifting.
Hmm. So it's not just about going through the motions.
No, you got to challenge those muscles to stimulate growth.
Push yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, what about nutrition then? What role does that play in building muscle safely?
Oh, nutrition is absolutely crucial. You got to provide your body with the right fuel to support muscle growth and recovery.
Right.
A balanced diet, rich in protein, complex carbs, and healthy fats is ideal.
So break that down a little bit. What does each of those things actually do?
Okay, so protein provides the building blocks for muscle repair and growth. Okay. Carbs provide energy for your workouts.
Yeah.
And healthy fats, they support overall health and hormone production, which is also essential for muscle growth.
So it's not just about eating tons of protein like some people think.
No, it's about balance.
Yeah.
And don't forget about hydration. Super important for performance and recovery.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really holistic approach is key here.
Absolutely. It's about creating a lifestyle that supports your goals.
Mm.
And, you know, while it might not be as quick as taking something like Dianabol, it's a much more sustainable and healthy approach in the long run.
I completely agree. And if you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order Dianabol, you can do so by visiting the publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your own Dianabol pills.
Great point. Yeah, there's a ton of information out there.
So to wrap up our deep dive into Dianabol, what's the final thought you want to leave our listeners with?
If you're considering using any kind of performance-enhancing substance, my advice is do your research, talk to medical professionals, and really weigh those potential risks and benefits.
Right.
Your health should always come first.
Absolutely.
And remember, there are always safer, more sustainable paths to achieving those goals.
That's a great takeaway. And remember, the content of our deep dive is for informational and entertainment purposes only.
Exactly. Always consult with, you know, qualified professionals before making any decisions about your health or fitness.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Dianabol.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope you found it informative and thought-provoking.
For sure.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
It sounds like some key takeaways here about approaching fitness safely, you know?
Absolutely. Building a strong and healthy physique, it's not about those shortcuts. It's about understanding your body.
Yeah.
Making smart choices, adopting habits that really support your long-term goals.
For sure.
I like that. A holistic approach, not a quick fix. So besides proper training and nutrition, what other aspects of lifestyle come into play when you're trying to, reach your fitness goals safely and effectively?
Well, sleep is often overlooked, but it's so crucial for muscle recovery and growth.
Yeah, sleep is so important.
When you sleep, your body releases growth hormone and repairs that muscle tissue that's been damaged during your workouts.
Right.
So aim for like 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is, but it makes a difference.
So those late night gym sessions might actually be hurting more than they're helping.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're not getting enough rest afterward, it's not going to work.
Right.
And don't underestimate the impact of stress management either.
Oh, yeah. Stress.
Chronic stress can really elevate those cortisol levels, which can hinder muscle growth and even contribute to fat storage.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So incorporating things like yoga, meditation, or even just spending some time in nature can make a huge difference.
So it's all about finding that balance, like pushing yourself in the gym, but also taking care of, you know, your mental and emotional well-being.
Yeah, exactly. It's all connected.
Right.
And remember, recovery is just as important as the workouts themselves.
Yeah.
Things like stretching, foam rolling, even getting regular massages can really help improve flexibility, reduce that muscle soreness, and prevent injuries.
So it's not just about what happens in the gym.
No, it's about creating a whole lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle
that supports your goals you know, from all angles.
Right. And if you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order Dianabol, you can do so by visiting the publichealthlaw.best website.
Okay.
So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your own Dianabol pills.
Great point. So many resources out there for people.
So as we wrap up this deep dive on Dianabol, what's the key message you want to leave our listeners with?
If you're considering using any performance-enhancing substance, you know, do your research, talk to a doctor, really weigh the risks and the benefits. It's about your health.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, the content of our deep dive is for informational and entertainment purposes only.
Exactly. Always consult with those qualified professionals
right.
before making any decisions about your health and fitness.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us today. It's been great having you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
We hope you all found this deep dive into the world of Dianabol informative and thought-provoking.
Absolutely.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.